Have you ever heard about a big, tremendous snake that used to be over in front of our house and went up and down the woods?
Down the linear.
No, I'm talking about in front of Dave's house.
Oh, yeah, I remember my shoes a long time ago. Right down that side of that road there used to be where there used to be a fence down there, you know.
Uh-huh.
Long time ago, you see the big trail where you could see the big trail with it. Thing would go across the road about every morning, some down late in the evening, something like that. There wasn't no car like this, nothing like that, down the road, nothing like that. See, the road wasn't filled, nothing but dirt road. Then, mighty few cars in there, you know, then there was something like that.
And so you'd see the trail?
Trail, yeah, that's the trail. When they crossed that road in the morning, like going across, down there, across there, get water, I reckon, something like that, back across there. There'd be a fence down between you and the mess, pulling out, you know, big fence to go.
Well, how big was the trail?
Oh, it looked like your hands, like it, like a stovepipe. It looks
a big. A snake as big as a snow.
Looked like the trail looked like that, about like that. You know, I never see the snake, but he try to catch that snake for a long, long way. They'll kill him or nothing like it. You know, he crawled that road back and forth. You know, every morning, every evening, like you see where the trail crawled.
Did you ever hear of anybody that saw it?
No, I'm sure he
didn't. Only my dad.
Yes.
My mother said that he had been down on the tractor in front of the house, down there behind Lennon's house.
Yes.
And he thought it. He said it was as big around as his upper part of his leg.
It was a log, yes.
And he thought it was a log.
Oh, yes.
And he got out to move it, and she said he came to that house, and he was as white as a sheet.
Yes.
And like scared to death.
Yes, ma'am.
And I heard that the little colored lady that lived in that little one-room house right there by the road in front of Cousin Dave's house, that little dirt road,
had seen
the snake.
Yes.
Those are the only two people
that had
said they had
seen the snake.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's as much of that snake as we'll ever see, because it's dead with old age now. But I'm afraid to go walking in my woods in front of my house by myself.
Yes.
I'm afraid I might see the snake. If a man wants to hide behind a low hedge, what's he got to do?
Squat down.
Mm-hmm. Any other term you use?
No.
Okay. If a woman wants to pray, a lot of times she'll get down and
on her knees.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call say she's doing?
Saying a prayer.
And how she say she's kneeling?
Kneeling down. Yeah.
Okay. If you're tired, you can say, I'm going in the house and...
Rest.
And do what in the bed?
Relax.
And do what in the bed?
Go to sleep.
Okay. What do you do when you call yourself on going to sleep on the sofa? You...
Relax, man.
Okay. You say, if you don't feel like getting up, you'll say, all morning long,
I don't feel like getting up.
And so what do you do?
I lay back down.
You talk about something you saw in your sleep. You say, this is a
dream.
You say, yesterday I had two bad
dreams.
But I used to have bad. Long time ago, I used to have a lot of bad.
Bad dreams.
You say, I dreamed so hard that all of a sudden I...
Just forgot.
What do you do when you're in the middle of a dream and you dream so hard, sometimes you'll quit sleeping and you'll...
Got restless, right?
And then what do you do?
Get up sometimes.
If you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say, what are you doing?
Going to sleep, right?
If a man meets a girl at a party and he wants to go home with her, what will he ask her?
Will you have him a company?
I like that. Oh, I like it. And if she says yes, he might do what?
Take her home.
To get a boat up on the land, you have to tie a rope around the boat and...
Pull it up.
When your car's stuck in the mud, you have to get somebody to...
Pull it out.
Either that or get behind it and...
Push it out.